Sculpture number two, Walking Boot and Wildlife.
This sculpture once again represents recreational activity on the Chevin, namely walking, but also features a plant and butterfly as examples of some of the wildlife you can see. There are lots of paths for walkers to explore, and a couple of long-distance walking routes pass through the site, such as the Ebor Way, which links the North York Moors at Helmsley with Ilkley along a 112-kilometre route, and the Dalesway Link, which connects Leeds with the start of the Dalesway in Ilkley over a 30-kilometre route, before continuing for 135 kilometres through the Yorkshire Dales to Bowness in the Lake District. Also, there are two Otley Walkers of Welcome routes that connect Otley Town to the Chevin. Other types of activities for walkers to take part in are orienteering and geocaching. There are two orienteering courses on the Danefield Estate that can be found by downloading the maps from the Leeds City Council website, and the challenge is to follow the map and simple clues to a number of wooden posts. For geocaching, grid references and clues are found from a website to help you locate a hidden box. You take a small gift to put in the box and remove something else, a bit like a small treasure hunt. There are many different types of activities that the Chevin is used for today by local people. Every year there's the Chevin Chase on Boxing Day, which is a 7-mile race from Guiseley to the Chevin and back again with 850 runners. Alongside regulars such as the local British triathletes Jonathan and Alastair Brownlee, you will see many other less serious runners dressed up as Santa, elves, fairies and reindeers. The Chevin has also been used by the Scout movement for many years, hosting a national camp in fields near Flint Wood. The area was particularly popular with scouts and guides in the early part of the 20th century, when many groups either walked or travelled by tram to get to camp. During Whitsuntide 1917, at least 6 separate camps or outings were reported on various parts of the Chevin. It's worth noting that the recreational uses of the Chevin cannot exist separately from the other inhabitants of the land. All of the Chevin was declared as a local nature reserve in 1989, in recognition of the important wildlife that can be found living here. The bird symbol that you may have seen on the car park signs and notice boards is a ground nesting bird called a woodcock. The bird symbolises the delicate balance between people and wildlife. It needs undisturbed areas of woodland floor to breed and lay eggs, but being a bird that nests on the ground, it's susceptible to dogs running through the woods off leads and cyclists or walkers leaving the main paths. It's known that woodcocks still breed on parts of the Chevin, but only where there are less visitors. It's not known whether they still breed on the Danefield Estate. If breeding woodcock are lost from the Chevin, it could be said that the balance between people and wildlife has swung too far in the wrong direction. One of the best ways to manage the Chevin for wildlife is to keep the extensive path network in good order, because once paths get very muddy, people will go round the mud to make the path wider or pick a new route altogether. With such a large network of paths and a large number of visitors, it's an ongoing challenge to keep paths in good order, through maintaining water ditches and resurfacing sections bit by bit. It's interesting that many of the main tracks used today by walkers were once busier with vehicles, because forestry trucks would have entered the land to remove young trees as they were thinned. Many tracks on the Danefield Estate were laid down with crushed house bricks to take the weight of large vehicles, and now these tracks are narrower due to encroachment of vegetation and also lie sunken below the level of the surrounding land, which means water does not flow off them as easily. Wherever possible, muddy paths are resurfaced, but although walkers appreciate this, it may not be to the taste of mountain bikers who like to feel the mud on their wheels, and an unwanted side effect may be for them to leave a resurfaced path and seek adventure elsewhere. You will also see that on the Danefield Estate there are signs to try and make it clear where bikes and horses can go, and signs to try and discourage them from going where they shouldn't. Managing a finite area of land for different types of visitors is not straightforward. It's a difficult responsibility that falls to the Parks and Countryside Service of Leeds City Council to manage the Chevin to try and please everyone. The underlying rock type of millstone grit has given rise to fairly thin acidic soils, which have led to acidic grassland and heathland developing on areas which have not been planted up with trees. Three different types of heather, together with bog asphodel, crowberry, sphagnum mosses, deer grass, common cowweet and heathrush are just some of the wild plants you can see. Acidic grassland and heather moorland is a nationally important type of habitat, and today it's the open areas of the Chevin that are most valuable for wildlife. However, without ongoing bracken control and removal of self-seeding birch, rowan and oak trees, these open areas will become natural woodland and the overall wildlife diversity of the Chevin will diminish. And in addition, the spectacular views across the Wharfe Valley will be lost. The Chevin is approximately 80% woodland and 20% open areas, and it's one of the aims in the management plan for the site to maintain this balance between woodland and open areas. But this is not an easy task due to the size and remoteness of the open areas and the lack of resources available. Volunteer groups play a crucial role in helping to keep the Chevin as you see it today by cutting and removing scrub by hand. The ideal solution to keeping the Chevin's open areas would be to introduce roaming flocks of sheep with a taste for scrub. But this is not likely on an area with so many paths, visitors and dogs and the need for livestock fencing. Maybe a small herd of Dartmoor or Exmoor ponies could be sustained on the Danefield estate, but someone would be needed to keep a close watch on them. There's an area of open grassland called Manby Field near the White House that's the best place in Leeds to see the green hairstreak butterfly in April and May. Another local speciality to look out for all year round is the roe deer, which can be seen on the lower slopes of the Danefield estate. Roe deer live in small family units and are territorial, so do not build up big herds like red deer, which means that although they do graze young trees, they have a limited impact, unlike the grey squirrels, which have damaged many of the trees along one side of Chippendale Ride by stripping bark from them. Like woodcock, roe deer are susceptible to disturbance by dogs off leads, and if chased, they may run onto Leeds Road and be killed as well as causing a serious traffic accident. Most of the woodland areas are fairly recent in origin, but if you walk along the lower slopes of Danefield in the spring, you will be treated to a wonderful English woodland display, a carpet of bluebells together with great woodrush, wood sorrel and opposite-leaved golden saxifrage.
You are now ready to carry on walking along Chippendale Ride to the next sculpture in 300 metres. Look out for the elephant on your left, just before an open area between two woodland plantation blocks.